92.5 XTU from Lady Antebellum. Good morning, Dave Haywood.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yay, we're doing great. And it's funny because I was we were watching the special on Sunday night. And you guys were awesome. But it felt like Dave and I, when we do our morning show, because I'm in my basement and he is in the studio and we Skype with each other all morning. So we just see each other in little boxes. So that must have been like what it was like for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to talk to you guys today. Yeah. So, I mean, our situation is obviously a little different being in a band because we're all self-quarantined separately, like you said. So it was a little bit of a different challenge. We've been trying to do a couple of these videos of some of our songs just to keep some positivity and, you know, keep some inspiration out there. And we have to kind of, I go down to my basement studio, send a guitar part to Charles and Hillary, and they text me their iPhone video and I put it back together. And it took a little bit of time, but it's been fun. You know, I mean, that song too is a special one that's taken on a whole new meaning in today's world about all of our kind of doctors and nurses that are out there leaving every day for us. So it's been a wild time, but there's some beauty that we found in it as well.
I wondered if it was you who produced it because you really showcased all of your musical talents by playing every instrument that's ever been made.
You don't want to see me try to play the fiddle. I cannot do that. But no, thank you. I've got a little basement studio and you know, it's really how we made all of our early demos when we started out as Lady Antebellum. I would just play a couple guitar parts and, you know, little drum parts. And that was just kind of how we started, was me picking up a few of those instruments. So it's fun. It kind of feels like the very early days, again, working on music kind of that organically.
And it must have been a lot of fun to get your kids involved, too.
Man, they've walked into every recording session I have right now. So my daughter is watching Frozen 2 all day long upstairs, and she can hear me working on stuff. So she'll come in dressed as Anna or Elsa, and my son will come down, and it's fun. You know, it's just a new world, and I think people love seeing kind of what our home life looks like, and it looks probably a lot like what you're saying y'all's does. I mean, we're just kind of hunkered down and doing our best to stay home and be healthy and you know, just kind of hanging in.
I have to admit that I'm a great big dummy, and I just realized just how dumb I am because I follow you on Instagram and everything, and I know that you're Dave Haywood LA, and then I know that Hillary has an LA and Charles has an LA, and I'm like, why are they saying that they're in Los Angeles? And it just occurred to me that it's Lady Antebellum. I'm such a moron.
Well, that's, you know what? I didn't even think about it that way. It's almost like we are from LA. That's okay. Hey, it's okay. It's a new world out there. Anything goes these days. You're okay.
Every day's a school day.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Dave, what creative things are you doing to keep little ones busy?
Oh, my goodness. That is an excellent question. You know, our kids are 5 and 2. So it's a lot of, not as much schoolwork heavy as it is more like arts and crafts and playtime outside. I mean, literally yesterday I just turned the hose on for about an hour, and I don't know what the water bill is going to be, but it was the best hour they've had in about a week. So they were just spraying each other and hanging out outdoors in diapers and whatever. So it's really just anything goes. I mean, but we're trying to do our screen time as little as possible and just try to play. And my daughter will dress up, like I said, and my son wants to play in the mud outside. So we'll do anything we can, but it's full time these days. It for sure is.
So your son is 5. Is he in kindergarten?
He's in pre-K. You know, he'll be starting kindergarten in the fall. So he, you know, the schoolwork hasn't been a huge intensive thing that he is missing yet. So I do feel for all of our neighbors have older kids that are 9, 10, 11. There's a lot of schoolwork they're really doing at home. So ours is more just how can we keep them occupied as much as we can throughout the day.
And Dave, with all the stuff going on, so many people have had to forego things like graduations and proms. If I saw it right, your wife just had a birthday a few days ago. So I guess you were stuck having a romantic birthday date at home.
Yeah. You know, we actually did. We vetted this with a doctor, but we did a drive-by birthday. So she sat, I put her at the end of the driveway. I gave her a big margarita, and some of her friends, they just drove by and waved almost like a drive-through restaurant and said happy birthday and drove on. And she got about 5 or 6 friends that got to come say hello. and at least kind of see someone through a car window. But yeah, I mean, we're kind of making anything we can work these days within the guidelines of what we're supposed to do. So she got to have a good drink and wave at a few friends. So that was the most we could do for her that day.
That's awesome. I love hearing those stories. My kids and I and my husband, we were going for a walk through our neighborhood, and a whole bunch of driveways had written Happy Birthday Kaylee on them. So I'm not sure which of my neighbors is Kaylee, but, you know, I will just also then wish her a very happy birthday on the radio, because I would have written it on the driveway had I known. But I love that people are doing that. Like, even though you can't get close to your neighbors, it's still, this is such a great way to socially connect, even though we're physically distanced.
Well, I have seen more people during the social distance rules than I ever have in my neighborhood. And, you know, we're obviously staying far apart, but, you know, to see so many people out walking, to be able to wave from across the street and say hi to people I actually didn't even know lived in our area. I'm sure y'all may feel that way too. It's a bit eye-opening. You go, oh my gosh, I never knew who lived in that house. So we're starting to kind of even build our community even more, even though it's kind of counterintuitive in today's time.
And thank you so much for all the great music, like the current single, What I'm Leaving For. When you do finally get back on the road, we're looking forward to seeing you as you guys headlining the Ocean Tour, which is coming to our area, BB&T Pavilion, September 4th. Dave Haywood from Lady Antebellum, thank you for taking some time to join us.
You got it. You got it. Y'all stay safe, and we'll be back there before you know it, I promise. We're doing everything we can within the guidelines to get there as soon as possible, and we're planning for it, and let's hope for the best, and I can't wait to see you guys in person again.
Thanks for being great. Be safe, Dave Haywood.
Y'all too. Yep, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.